Of probationary employees who were laid off from a half dozen agencies as the administration works on trimming the size as well as the cost of government. A dozen people suffered minor injuries. An American Airlines plane had to make an emergency landing at Denver's airport yesterday. An engine caught fire. Will Russia go along with the U.S. brokered ceasefire for Ukraine?
So far, President Trump has kind of stayed in line with the saying that the ball's in Russia's court, and now we're still waiting to see what happens.
And that's the BBC's Marilyn Thomas reporting. Former Republican U.S. Senator Alan Simpson of Wyoming has died. He served three terms in the U.S. Senate from 1979 to 1997. Alan Simpson was 93 years old. Watching Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 281 points, the Nasdaq ahead 232. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Charlie Kirk here. I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? Mixed messages, fad diets, and quick fix solutions. Many people are left stuck and exhausted trying to fight a battle they can't seem to win. If you feel this way, you're not alone. I used to feel that way too. But let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is working against you, and delaying action only makes it harder. I took a step 2 years ago and called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition and lost 40 pounds. I feel great and have kept it off. If you are ready to make a change for life, call 855-696-2020. That is 855-696-2020 to schedule your weight loss consultation. The first 11 callers who mention healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call 855-696-2020. And mention the word healthy. Visit them at myphdweightloss.com. That is myphdweightloss.com. It works, everybody. Check it out at myphdweightloss.com.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. A local newspaper has informed police that there has been a surprising climb in daytime burglaries in suburban areas. A Romanian traveling theft group is a probable cause. In the first 3 months of 2025, over 25 cases have been reported in Baltimore County. Baltimore City is getting ready for Sunday's Shamrock 5K and St. Patrick's Day Parade. The Shamrock 5K begins at 1 p.m. at Charles and Mulberry Streets and finishes at Marketplace. The parade steps off at 2 p.m. from the Washington Monument and ends at Marketplace. Thousands are expected to line the parade route to watch the marching bands, bagpipers, and dance troops. There will be temporary road closures and parking restrictions in place along the 5K and parade routes. And Maryland State Police say that 7 people were hurt in the crash involving the bus and a box truck at Route 50 and Forest Grove Road. Stein on Sports. Sports in the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A blast from the past greeted the birds yesterday in Dunedin, Florida, when Anthony Santander stepped to the plate in a Blue Jay uniform. Tony Tater signed a 5-year, $92.5 million deal with the Jays, went 1-for-4 in the game, and afterwards was asked if there ever was a chance of him coming back to Baltimore.
Nah, zero chance at all. They make an offer, but it wasn't even close.
In fact, that offer was made after the Orioles had signed his replacement, Tyler O'Neill. Ravens reworked the contract of Marlon Humphrey yesterday, freeing up more than $13 million against the cap, and then spent it, officially signing DeAndre Hopkins, Pat Ricard, and Jake Hummel. Terps in Indianapolis tonight taking a shot at a Big Ten title. They'll take on the Illini at 6:30. One concern head coach Kevin Willard acknowledged.
We haven't been great coming off breaks, but I think this break was much needed just from the fact that the grind was real those last 4 games. I think the pressure the stress of where we were, how we were playing. I think that was a little bit of a mental fatigue on our guys.
Terps with a six-day layoff since senior day in College Park. Coming up in 30 minutes, Tomo Sugano takes the hill. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
At 10:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Showers and storms in for the second half of our weekend. Clouds this morning break up and let in a little sunshine heading into and through this afternoon. Highs today, middle to upper 50s. Low to mid 40s tonight, patchy fog and drizzle Saturday morning. Otherwise cloudy tomorrow around 60. Showers and storms Sunday. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Currently 46 degrees in Dundalk, 46 in Owings Mills, and 42 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Friday to all of you. If you have the day off, I'm jealous. No, not jealous. I love being here at WCBM. I do. I mean, a lot of it is talking to you, of course, and then a little bit of it is being able to boss around Brian, the producer, for a good 3 hours. That's what I love to do. I love bossing him around. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. But I do hope that you guys are having a great day, or start of your day, and hope you have some great weekend plans. Before the break, we were talking about, obviously, the police officer that was shot in Baltimore County yesterday. Very tragic. Right there at the Wilkins Precinct. And that goes again to the question of the day at WCBM.com. And that is, should state legislators push an emergency bill for police protection? And that poll question is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Right now, 86% of you say yes, 14% of you say no. And I do understand that there are some people that are like, no. And trust me, I get it. I don't know the right answer. I really don't. I just don't like the fact that someone could just walk up and shoot a police officer as he's pumping gas there at the precinct. That's just, you know, it's awful. Thank goodness he had his vest on, by the way, because we did learn from Chief McCullough that he was pumping gas with his vest on. And hopefully we'll get some more information over the weekend on how that officer is doing. And then don't forget, the suspect was shot but also survived. And apparently he is in recovery. And so hopefully because of that, we will get some more information. As our texter pointed out, that it will take about 3 or 4 days. So hopefully by Monday we'll have some more information to share with you. The big gossip of the day, if you missed the morning drive where I revealed all, the big gossip of the day is, you got Tiger Woods, who is now in a relationship. And apparently this has been going on for about a year. And I was surprised, but also happy, even though it has nothing to do with me. And I don't even have my own man. So I'm happy, I guess. You know what it is? I'm happy when other people find love and find happiness, whether it's they have, engagement, a spouse. I'm constantly on Instagram. You know how it prompts certain posts to you? And I've noticed I constantly get the post of someone getting engaged or someone revealing that they're having a baby. Because I'm constantly going through and I'm hitting like and congratulations. I don't know these people from Adam. Okay, I have no idea who these people are. But when somebody says that they're getting engaged or, they're showing pictures of their wedding or they're having a baby, I'm like, yay. And then, what's so crazy too? It's so crazy. Here they are, they're strangers. But I'm extremely excited for the women that are overjoyed that they're having a baby girl, because I know that feeling. I know that feeling. I know I told my ex-husband, I was like, look, if this isn't a girl, we're trying again. And he was like, you can see the look on his face like, no. So finally, of course, we're there and they're like, it's a girl. And I was like, yes. And of course, he was like, yes. Like I said before, he has kids, before me. So I don't think he wanted to have a seventh, but I have my baby girl, and I am so happy. So whenever a young lady posts that she's having a girl, and you can see that she's overjoyed, and maybe it was a gender reveal party, and she has on the pink dress because she's so hopeful, I always say, oh my gosh, congratulations. Girls are the best. Girls are the best. And some people will say that boys are the best because they're like, you know, they're mama's boys. And it's like they're, you know, it's just like a different relationship. But I feel so blessed. I've got my little best friend is what I call her. But yes, so Tiger Woods. How did I get all off of that tangent? Tiger Woods is dating Vanessa Trump. Yes, Tiger Woods is dating Vanessa Trump. And that is Don Jr.'s ex-wife. Now, if you recall, you know, number one, they have five kids, which, whew, don't know how they do that one. Because they've seen both of them seem very busy. But anyways, Vanessa Trump is now dating Tiger Woods. And when all of that went down with Don Jr. and Vanessa, some people believe that he kind of just moved on to Kim Guilfoyle and he did it so quickly. And like, you know, when we find out on social media when someone's dating, usually they've been dating way before that. And we just, you know, we find out later on. But on top of it, some people were believe that he was possibly cheating on Vanessa with Kim. That never surfaced to anything. And Vanessa, I don't know if you follow any of these people online. I do. But she has always been at the events. She's always been at the weddings. She's always at Mar-a-Lago with the kids, with Don Jr. She was at events with Don Jr. and Kim Guilfoyle when he was still dating her. So there didn't seem to be any bad blood. But you're also Vanessa Trump, so you're taken care of for life. So I don't know if you're really going to put up a fight and, you know, go into a fit and, you know, snap out like some crazy ex-wife. I wouldn't. I just like, you know, it didn't work out. It's sad. But here we are. So anyways, yes, Vanessa Trump and Tiger Woods are dating. And then if you didn't know this already, Kai Trump, which is Vanessa and Don Jr.'s daughter, she is a phenomenal golfer. I actually follow her on Instagram. She's constantly posting her golf videos. I believe she got a full ride to college. I mean, she's really good. She's really, really good. And she has just recently started this YouTube channel where she's been going out on the green with some of the golfers, whether it's like, you know what? I think she has been out there once with Tiger. Now that kind of makes sense, right? Tiger Woods, Bryson DeChambeau. Scott Scheffler, she was out with him. Nicholson, she's been with all these pro golfers on the green, but she can hold her own because she can play. And so congratulations to Vanessa Trump and Tiger Woods. Congratulations. I hope it works out. I hope it lasts forever. I hope this is true love. And, you know, when I saw Tiger Woods, I was at the Black History event at the White House. Again, it makes more sense because Vanessa Trump, I believe she was at the White House that day. So if they've been dating this entire time, that's awesome. So congratulations to those two. I did want to just point out, because there were some texts that I received yesterday about the Department of Education. And apparently Tim Walz, yes, Kamala Harris's former running mate, Tim Walz had a very angry video that he put out because of these layoffs and the cuts. And so I wanted to really do kind of like a dive and see exactly who was being laid off. Get the reasoning behind it, you know, all those good things before I talk to you about it. And then I saw Congressman Byron Donalds' wife, Erica Donalds. I saw that she posted a video breaking it all down. Just so you know her background, she's not just a congressman's wife. She's also the chair for A1 policy. She's a school choice advocate and actually works for Optima Ed, which manages several charter schools in Florida. So this is her wheelhouse. I know some people, sometimes you see, you know, members of Congress or even governors and their wives get involved in politics because it's something that they, you know, want to do. And sometimes husbands do ask, I think, the wives to pick up something so that, you know, they have not only something of their own, but showing that, you know, it's a family affair, right? Everybody is doing their part. So, you know, Erica Donalds, Byron Donalds' wife, she's been doing this for quite some time, and I don't know exactly when she started, but, you know, because I don't always trust Wikipedia, but from her Wikipedia page, it looks like that she's been doing this a little over a decade or so. So she's not brand new to this. So I do have some audio here for you. And she's basically breaking down the layoffs at the Department of Education. Take a listen.
We are halfway there. Linda McMahon, just 5 days into her job as Secretary of Education, has announced a massive reduction in force by about half of the Department of Education's workforce, eliminating redundant teams and other waste and bureaucracy at the federal level, just as Donald Trump promised the American people during the campaign. She was actually out on the media trail last night, letting people know that this has not affected essential services like the distribution of student loan funds, title funds, and civil rights enforcement. So these were redundant teams on our stakeholder call the day of the reduction in force. We were told that about 130 teams were identified that are not aligned with the president's vision for education at the federal level, returning power to the states and enacting school choice. Those are being eliminated. And there were other redundancies, such as an office manager for every 5 people or 6, count them, 6 strategic communications teams at the federal level. These savings to the American people amount to about $500 million a year. And again, we are just getting started. They also told us that they're working with Treasury because Treasury is already has a collections and enforcement arm. And to be frank, the student loan office at the Department of Education has not collected on student loans on behalf of us, the taxpayers, we are the lenders, since March of 2020. So no reason to revamp and get those folks working again. We know that that is not going to be in the department any longer, so they're ramping that up. We also heard that the least affected department is special education, the part where we are funding additional funding to the states to ensure that students with special needs are getting the funding and the services that they need. However, we will see additional changes where more of that money is put to the states for their responsibility with less strings attached. And we look forward to those additional changes. For now, this is a great sign. It's a good step in the right direction. We know that the Department of Education has failed in its mission. It has not achieved any measurable increase in outcomes for students in America. We are not competing with the rest of the world academically. At least if this funding goes to the states and the states are able to be held accountable for their performance, the voters can act accordingly. And yes, states that have enacted school choice, which is supported by 70% of the public, including Democrat support, majority Democrat support, we hope that those states would empower parents with that money. And I think they'll be encouraged to do so. Blue states, they may waste it on bureaucracy and unions and the like, but at least their voters can hold them accountable. Great job, Linda McMahon and the team at the Department of Education.
All right, so it's Congressman Byron Donald's wife, Erica Donalds, and obviously she was reading a script there, obviously, but that script was coming from the Department of Ed, and apparently she is working closely with them because of all of what she's done with those charter schools in Florida. They want to see something similar, I think, in other states. Do I hope that they come here in Maryland? Absolutely. Absolutely, right? The charter schools in Baltimore City are outperforming the public schools by far. Now, if you also noted there, she said that some of these blue states are going to have to hold the elected officials accountable because they most likely will not use that money in the right way. So, you know, obviously, that's going to be tough here in Maryland. And voters don't usually hold our elected officials accountable within the Democrat Party because they say what? Vote blue no matter who. So they don't really care. And then on top of it, I mean, think about it. What we're seeing right now with the Kerwin Commission, blueprint, whatever you want to call it, you just had all of this passed in the House. You've got Baltimore City Council urging the Senate to push it through. We don't have the money. They're cutting at the Department of Education. So that means there's going to be, you know, some federal funds possibly coming to Maryland for it. But it is not going to cover anywhere near what they're trying to cover with this Kerwin. And so this is, again, we have people in leadership position that have no idea what they're doing. And they're, you know, honestly, it looks as though we're going to bankrupt the state. It really does. I don't see where they find any of the money that they supposedly need. They need to cut the red line study. I don't know why they're pushing that through. They need to cut Kerwin blueprint, whatever you want to call it. And they need to cut these climate initiatives. And then they have to figure out how to open some of these power plants so we could not face such an energy crisis. Because as we heard, the prices, the rates are going up again in June. So this is a huge issue, but I wanted to point out, you know, and break down here what's going on with the Department of Education. As you heard, you know, there were a lot of redundant positions. There were a lot of people that were not on board at all with some of Trump's ideas. Many people that voted for Trump do like the fact that he supports school choice. They do like the fact that he wants less money sitting at the federal level and more money going into the state level so states have more money to do what they need to do because each state is different. And when you have this money that comes from the federal level, remember, it has like a tag attached to it saying you should be using the money for this or you should be using the money for that. And then not only that, on top of it, when they go to ask for money from the federal level, say it's, you know, Governor Wes Moore or others, you know, it's like going back and forth and pleading. And it doesn't make any sense. There's like a middleman for no reason, at all. And so I even saw there was a comment on Erica's video. This person said, we were a lot smarter before the Department of Education was formed in 1979. You know, I would say the data suggests that is true. I would. All right, coming up next, if you want to weigh in on it, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. But coming up next, I do want to get into Senator Chuck Schumer and what he had to say about the CR vote. And then also Kash Patel, the new director at the FBI, he has some numbers for us.
Hey, this is Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. I spent 16 years as an offensive lineman battling in the trenches every week. That takes a toll on your body, especially your feet. Every achievement was built on years of commitment and passion for the game. Now it's about enjoying life beyond the field. After I retired, the aches and pains did not go away. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports. They've given me the stability I need. Good Feet Arch Supports are designed to support all four arches in each foot, evenly distribute your body weight, and support your kinetic chain. Now, over a decade into retirement, I'm still staying active thanks to my Good Feet Arch Supports. If you want to keep moving comfortably, no matter what you're doing, check out the Good Feet store. It's all about staying in the game, however you define it. Live the life you love. Don't let your feet get in the way. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater DC and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Here's my question. Who has the ultimate authority to invoke eminent domain in the state of Maryland? Is it the Public Service Commission? Is it the legislature? Is it the governor? You have the governor of the state of Maryland go, this is a kind of a different process. There are real questions. I have no idea. Don't blame me. It's not my fault. Who do we direct our anger to then if it's not your fault, Governor? And why aren't you helping us?
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. You know, there's a lot of news of transportation this morning. I don't know if you guys saw, but unfortunately, two people were injured. According to CSX Transportation, and I know they were talking about during the news break, around 2:45 a.m., the CSX train came into contact with another CSX train in Curtis Bay, and the collision derailed four rail cars and a locomotive. Now, the two crew members that were injured, they were taken to the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. And the CSX is saying that there is no safety risk to the public and no waterways are impacted. But again, that happened at 2:45 a.m. I say that there were multiple things this morning because I also saw the dramatic evacuations after the American Airlines plane caught fire at Denver Airport yesterday. A dozen passengers suffered minor injuries. Now, this was actually on the tarmac of the Denver airport. I don't know if you guys saw this, but lots of smoke. They've got some people were taking videos from within the airport. But you do see the fire. You do see the smoke. American Airlines plane carrying 178 people caught fire on the tarmac after making an emergency landing at Denver International Airport Thursday evening, forcing many passengers to evacuate by climbing out onto a wing with emergency slides. Airport official says 12 passengers were taken to the hospital, but they are minor injuries. But yeah, you can see that the whole wing is engulfed in flames. So they, of course, they escaped on the other side, on the other wing. Is it just me? Is there an uptick in you know, serious situations with airplanes? I feel as though that there is an uptick here. And I don't know. You know, were we not being, well, no, because we're in the age of cell phones. We would have seen things like this more had they been happening much more. So anyways, yeah, that was flight 1006 departed from Colorado Springs. It was headed to Dallas-Fort Worth International, but the crew reported engine vibrations and then had to do that emergency landing in Denver. Boy, oh boy, stay safe out there. Stay safe, I tell you what. All right, so there's a lot going on in regards to arrests being made thanks to Kash Patel and his team at the FBI. Now, we knew that he was going to roll up his sleeves and get started. Now, of course, when Kash really stepped on the scene, you know, since President Trump has been elected, he's been on the scene previously, obviously. But I'm talking about since he stepped on the scene and being sworn in and all those good things, he has been talking about really cracking down on some of these gangs from other countries. And that's what he has been doing. You know, he has this huge write-up at the New York Post. He sat down for an interview. He said it was excellent news from Virginia Homeland Security Task Force. They arrested 214 criminals that were included in that Tren de Agua Venezuela gang and the MS-13 gangs. And they're very excited about that. And so I'm sure they're going to work with Tom Homan to make sure those people are deported. Or I guess now they go to Guantanamo, right? If they can't get them out of here, that's where they send them. So 214 already within 2 weeks. So congratulations to the FBI and Kash Patel. There was a statement that came out. Dan Bongino, don't forget, he started on March 13th. So he's already there and in action. All right, coming up next, we're talking about Chuck Schumer on Capitol Hill.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It is crunch time, and it seems Senate Democrats are backing away from bringing on a government shutdown by opposing a Republican stopgap spending bill. The GOP measure will keep the government in business through the end of September. To avoid the shutdown, the Senate faces a midnight deadline to approve the GOP spending bill. A wide swath of the country could be in for some nasty weather in the next few days. More than 100 million Americans in the path of a massive March storm, expected to shift into high gear starting later today. The loss of $800 million in U.S. AID funding, prompting Johns Hopkins University to cut some 2,000 jobs worldwide. On Wall Street this morning, stocks in positive territory. The Dow is up 353 points. The Nasdaq ahead 298. More details, srnnews.com.
Looking for a natural way to boost energy, support your heart, and stay active as you age? It's time to try Rescue Orasine. This unique supplement gives your body the essentials it needs to fight fatigue and improve stamina without relying on sugar, caffeine, or artificial boosters. Plus, it supports healthy blood pressure and overall cardiovascular function, helping you feel your best every day. Right now, WCBM listeners can take advantage of a special buy one, get one free offer on Rescue Orasine. Just use the code MYENERGY when you order. Call 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, to speak with a knowledgeable product consultant. Or visit res-q.com and enter the code MYENERGY at checkout. Don't miss out. This exclusive deal won't last long. Go to res-q.com now and use the code MYENERGY. That's MYENERGY to grab Rescue Orasine with buy one, get one free savings. Stay energized. Stay heart healthy with Rescue Natural Supplements.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Maryland starts its quest for a Big Ten basketball title tonight, taking on the Illini in a quarterfinal at 6:30 p.m. Fans are excited. Head coach Kevin Willard on one of the team's key to success this year.
I think they all respect this league greatly now. I think it took a little time for them to understand how good this league is and how good the players are in the league.
Terps with three transfers and one freshman among their starting five. Woser in Sarasota this afternoon hosting the Twins at 105. Tomo Sugano takes the hill, trying to continue his stellar spring, and he's been a welcome addition to the team.
This is Tomo, everybody. Just got here. Long flight. How many hours? 16 hours post the next day. We're super excited to have you.
And I just like to add arigato, which means thank you in Japanese. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens make it official. And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Seasonably cool force here again today. Clouds break up as sunshine mixes in as we head into and through this afternoon. Temperatures today reaching highs in the middle to even upper part of the 50s. Patchy fog and drizzle late tonight, mid-40s. Patchy fog and drizzle early Saturday. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies and a little milder tomorrow with afternoon highs around 60. Showers and storms into forecast Sunday as we finish out the weekend. Highs upper part of the 60s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? Whether you're a local shop or global enterprise, Bank of America gives you access to a range of business solutions to help make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from their professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, starting March 17th at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, happy Friday. Good morning to you. I got a text here from Robert. In case you missed it, we were talking about landlords earlier because House Bill, 1077, is something that Delegate Mark Fisher and Delegate Brian Chisholm were talking about on a podcast yesterday, which again limits landlords. And in this situation, it limits a landlord's ability to check out a criminal background on a possible tenant. Which is very scary, extremely scary. Robert says, hi, Kim. Many of these bills, like this one prohibiting landlords from doing thorough background checks, is all done for the purpose of taking private property ownership and private business ownership away from and out of the hands of common citizens and entrepreneurs. Corporations can and will run rough over individual businesses with the help of politicians here in Maryland. Yeah, Robert, and this is kind of what we were talking about yesterday. Or you know what? That was that yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday. In regards to Kingsville Apartments in Essex and everything that happened in that area. And we had a caller, Steve, that called in. I actually posted a clip on my social media pages yesterday. Steve called in and talked about how when Lafayette Housing Projects was demolished, that's when they moved a lot of those families over to Essex. The government is basically dictating who the winners are and who the losers are. And then on top of it, they're the ones that's completely in control, and that's how they like it. And again, this is something that you truly see from the Democrat Party. And I don't think there's any Democrat voters that would deny this. Just like the Democrat Party introduced the welfare state. And we talked about how that then caused many women to marry the government rather than the father of the children. There was no moral dimension. Fathers were not allowed in the home so that the mother could receive these welfare checks. And, you know, since the government did that, I mean, now you see the repercussions on there. Of course, there's consequences, right? Now you have lots of children that have grown up without a father, not even just in the household, but in their lives in general. And you see now so many juveniles. You see even some of those that are in their 20s or so or have you. And, you know, crime and violence is through the roof. And then they, you know, but it really is. I think it was Bruce Elliott that told me it's the womb to the tomb. That's, you know, if the Democrat Party had their way, they would control every single piece of this. And so now when they introduce some of these policies or bills, it's almost like putting a Band-Aid on mistakes that they made 5 years ago. When in reality, if you would have just listened to your constituents or listened to the Republican Party and understood that this doesn't work, you wouldn't be in this mess. Similar to what we're seeing in Annapolis today, right? The Kerwin Commission, the blueprint. Basically, what they're doing now is trying to figure out a way to pay for it when they should not have passed it in the first place, right? They should not have made these promises to the teachers union, but you know what? They all wanted to get elected or reelected. So they made these promises and the teachers union wouldn't endorse them. And then you have, you know, voters, especially Democrat parents that are like, oh, this is the candidate endorsed by the teachers union. I'm going to vote for this person because, of course, we care about public education. Right. They say that come election time. And then when they see that, you know, public education isn't doing its part, it's almost like they completely checked out at that point. It's like, wait a minute. Is this really what you voted for or does it sound good? Then you know, you vote for it and then you kind of just walk away and turn your back. But Robert, you're correct. The control they have on landlords right now is just, it's way too much. Way too much. And that's why I went down and talked to the HUD secretary, Scott Turner, because I said to his contact that I have, his name is Robbie. I'm like, Robbie, whenever anything is occurring, I want a heads up. And there's going to be days when I text you. There's going to be days that I call you. There's going to be days that I'm bothering you. But we've got to do something. Even the consent decree right now in Baltimore County, where it's forcing landlords to take a lot of these Section 8 housing vouchers. You had Johnny O, before he left office, sign that executive order. That's another thing that I would love to talk to the County Executive Kathy Kosmeyer about. You know, why have you not rescinded that executive order? Why have you not touched it? Maybe she feels as though it's, you know, not a permanent spot for her, so she doesn't want to touch it. But if that's the case, I would like for her to say so, so that we can make sure that we elect a Baltimore County executive that will touch it and rescind it. I don't know why he would put that in. Well, I do know why, you know, his developer friends. But it's a terrible call. And Baltimore County, I mean, look at Baltimore County today. The consequences were swift and they are clear. It is much more dangerous in Baltimore County, much more dangerous. And I don't think a single voter, even a Democrat, can deny that. And then sometimes they'll tell you, well, it's happening on the national level. No, this is happening here because of policy decisions and those that you decide to elect. And until you admit that you made a mistake in the people you support, I'm sure we're going to continue down this awful downward spiral. But you got to come to, you know, you got to look in the mirror and say to yourself, you know what, perhaps I did make a mistake. And people make mistakes all the time. But to double down on some of these progressives that are allowing whether it's juveniles to carjack you at gunpoint, that are allowing juveniles to rob you at gunpoint, that are allowing these Romanian gangs and these Venezuelan gangs to come to your home as you're at work and rob your home. I mean, you are voting for all of this. You voted for open borders under Joe Biden. That's how these people are here. And so it really is. It's going to come down to Democrat voters to have to look in the mirror and have a serious conversation with themselves. Because this is a disaster. The energy costs, again, the people you voted for. Shutting down the coal plants. You have to have this conversation with yourself. I can continue to say it till I'm blue in the face, but if you're not going to change your vote when you get to the ballot box, there's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do. All I can do is talk about it. All right, we are going to talk just a second here about Senator Chuck Schumer. If you want to weigh in on the CR and Chuck Schumer, you definitely can do so. 410-WCBM-680. That is 410-922-6680. All right, Chuck Schumer, he was acting like the big dog on campus yesterday. Chuck was basically outlining that he was not happy with the continuing resolution. And even though it did pass in the House, and it basically allows President Trump to move money around and be able to fund some of the things that he has on his agenda, on his to-do list, which makes sense. But Chuck Schumer said he was not going to be voting for it. And he made a big stink about it. Now, we also had a conversation about the CR where many of us are not exactly happy with it. Okay? And we're in the Republican Party. All right? I mean, I'm not too thrilled. But like, you know, people told me, calm down, Kim, calm down. Well, anyways, of course, today, Senator Chuck Schumer is singing a different tune. Now he is patting himself on the back and saying that he is now the one that's going to save America. And he says now he's going to vote for the continuing resolution because he wants to avoid a government shutdown. Here's the thing. I think many people kind of laughed at the fact that Chuck Schumer said this yesterday. So here's the thing. When Senator Rand Paul said that he wasn't going to vote for it, I thought, well, this is interesting. That could be a problem. Are there more Republicans that don't want to vote for this in the Senate? Because if that's the case, you know, some of these House leaders better get back to the Hill. Because if you have Republicans in the Senate saying I'm not voting for it, that's a problem. But when Senator Chuck Schumer said it, it was a little bit on the laughable side because the Democrats right now, not only are they just in the minority, they are having a terrible time nationwide. Okay, the Democrats right now, they don't have a clear message. They don't have a clear leader. The person that they chose to lead the DNC nationwide, does anybody remember his name? I think it's Ken. they got no one. The bench is not deep on the Democrat side. We're going to talk about this next hour, by the way. But the bench isn't deep. And so now they're sitting in a position where they cannot cause a government shutdown. They cannot be the reason for a government shutdown because they're the same party that has been standing outside some of these government agencies protesting against President Trump and Elon Musk saying, OMG, federal workers cannot be laid off. You can't stop the funding at USAID. And that would just cause mayhem and everybody needs a job. So they could not be the reason to cause a government shutdown. But Senator Chuck Schumer, he talked a big game. Of course, there's many Republicans that are on social media today kind of laughing at Chuck Schumer. You have Congressman Wesley Hunt. He said a humiliated Chuck Schumer backs down after watching clips of himself flip-flopping on government shutdowns for 24 hours straight. There was a gentleman on Twitter, Eric Dougherty. He put together this montage of videos where Chuck Schumer has said over the years, like maybe 12 or 13 times, the government shutdown is never the answer. So everybody started sharing this video and tagging Senator Chuck Schumer. So there's no way he didn't see the video. But yesterday, remember, he said that he didn't care and he was going to cause a government shutdown. They're like, that's not what you've been saying for the last 20 years, buddy. Also, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, if you recall, he's a senator that wanted to get in a fight. Remember, he was, what committee hearing was that? Where he was, and Bernie Sanders had to break it up and say, settle down, guys. It was, Mark Wayne Mullen, he's a funny guy. Again, real quick, and you probably heard me tell you the story before. He's from Oklahoma, father of six. He talks about Christian conservative values, of course, small business owner. And it's funny because my first, I guess, week on Capitol Hill when I was volunteering for the architect of the Capitol, and we were, you know, I was helping out with all the tours and things like this. I told you that before. Well, whenever I got stationed in Stat Hall by myself, I did not love it. And, oh my gosh, this is a, you know what? You guys are going to laugh. And you know what? It's Friday. You can laugh. I've talked about my fears in the past, right? I think, okay, so many people know I'm afraid of birds. I know. Embarrassing. Embarrassing. I'm afraid of birds. But more on top of that, I do have a fear that's even more embarrassing than the birds. Brian. Thank you, Brian. I am afraid of birds. I won't get out of my car. I will not walk past them. I actually will cross the street. I'm afraid of birds, depending on the bird. The little ones, you know, not so much. Crows, no way. Buzzards, no way. Oh my God, I will actually cry. Well, anyways, I am. I'm afraid of birds, but even more embarrassing than that, and I can't believe I'm sharing this because Olivia laughs at me. I'm afraid of statues. I'm afraid of statues that look like people. And even like the dinosaurs, I'm so afraid. And the lions, things like that. They're not real. They're clearly not real, right? But I cannot walk by them. It creeps me out. And I don't know when this happened, because it wasn't like this when I was a kid. But this happened, I guess, over time. Well, anyways, I would get stationed sometimes in Stat Hall, but I wouldn't tell my supervisor that I'm scared of statues. So I was in Stat Hall one day. I'm going somewhere with this story, by the way. I was in Stat Hall, and there weren't any tour groups in the hall. Some days were just really slow days. So you could end up, you know, positioned in Stat Hall or somewhere else, and you could end up standing there for a good 20 minutes and not see anybody because we just didn't have a lot of tours. Well, that's what was happening that day. So I'm in Stat Hall, and I'm creeped out, but I don't want to leave my post because this is what I signed up for, right? You're like, all right, just get over your fear, Kim. It's not that big of a deal. Well, anyway, so I decide to start like doing like jazz dancing and just kind of like doing turns and, you know, kind of ballet and just to pass the time. And I'm like, you know, the statues are not here. The statues are not here in my head. Well, meanwhile, as I'm doing this, he was a congressman at the time. He's now Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen walks into Stat Hall because you got to walk through Stat Hall to get to the chamber. And boy, was I embarrassed. So anyways, I'm like turning and, you know, doing pirouettes and all this other stuff. I'm turning around and doing all this stuff. And he walks in and I was like in shock. And I just stopped dancing. And I was like, oh my God, I apologize. And I go to stand like on this little square in Stat Hall. And he goes, sweetheart, you know what? Dance like nobody's watching. He said, I wish more people would dance and just be happy. You know what? I'm so miserable because I'm always, you know, in a position where constituents are yelling at me. He said, you know what? Keep dancing. Just keep dancing. This just made my day. And he smiled and it was so sweet. But that was Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen, now Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. And that is my little story. And now you guys know that I'm afraid of statues. So I'm sure Brian will not let me live that one down. But yesterday, of course, you had Senator Mark Wayne Mullen call out Senator Chuck Schumer. He says he speaks one way when a Democrat is in office and then another way when Republicans have the White House. So he did do a whole video talking about Trump's agenda and how Chuck Schumer is so wrong. Chuck Schumer then went on MSNBC last night and had a whole meltdown saying that President Trump should not be able to move this money around and pay for things that he would like to pay for, you know, within the CR. And he also called MAGA, which is us Trump supporters, if you're a Trump supporter, the B word, not B-I, but B-A. And he said it on MSNBC. Now, I'm not going to say it here, but I guess, can I spell it? Because I don't know if you guys know what it is. It's B-A-S-T-A-R-D-S. That's what he called us Trump supporters. saying that we were forcing the CR down everybody's throats and, you know, they should not be allowed to do so. Well, anyways, so, of course, everybody was laughing at Chuck Schumer and the fact that he was having a complete meltdown. And when they put that montage of videos together to show that he's always been on the side of never, ever allow the government to shut down, now he says something completely different and he doesn't like getting called out for it. So I say all this to say, the continuing resolution will pass the Senate and it will be just fine. And I don't think anybody's concerned about it. We did talk about how many members of the House have already gone out of town. I told you, I know some of them that are sitting right now in Cancun, laying in the sun, just laying in the sun. And they were not worried, because I actually sent a text message and say, hey, are you concerned that you might have to go back to work? And he said, no, not at all. Not at all. He said, it's a done deal. We're not concerned at all. But it was just Chuck Schumer having a meltdown. And I'm pretty sure he raised a lot of money with that meltdown, because that's usually why they do it. But I also noted that Speaker Johnson said, and he's right, right now the Republican Party on the Hill really is together as one. The only person giving anybody a hard time is Representative Thomas Massey. And we talked about why that is. And I kind of sort of agree with him. The CR doesn't go as far as I'd like. We do understand why we had to pass it, but Speaker Johnson's correct. I don't think we've ever been this together previously. I was trying to think about that. Usually you do have people that would stand up and say more. Congressman Matt Gaetz is no longer on the Hill. I think that takes out some of the noise, too. So I don't know. Looks good. Looks good to me. All right, if you want to weigh in on this, you can. 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680. Some shakeups over at Johns Hopkins. They are cutting jobs. I can tell you how many have been cut since they received a cut by USAID.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today. Or just stop by the store nearest you.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, two championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit turfvalley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? Whether you're a local shop or a global enterprise, Bank of America gives you access to a range of business solutions to help make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
Saturday morning from 7 to 8, turn off the tiller, shed those garden gloves, and leave the dirt under your fingernails, because you'll fit right in with the Garden Club with Alan Summers, the Garden Guru. Saturday mornings at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, happy Friday. You know what? I want to go back real quick to the question of the day before we completely move on to Johns Hopkins and what's going on over there. Of course, this question of the day was brought to you because of the tragic shooting that happened at the Wilkins Precinct in Baltimore County yesterday, where a police officer was shot. And I guess, according to Police McCullough, Police Chief McCullough, this officer had just gotten off work, just gotten off of his shift. It was pumping gas, and the suspect walked into the precinct itself and then walked back out. And it appeared that the suspect was looking for someone or something and then shot the officer that was pumping gas. And like I said, luckily the officer had on his vest. And he is, we're told that he is recovering now from surgery. But he was in surgery for 4 hours yesterday. So prayers to that officer and to his family. And, you know, obviously prayers to all of our first responders putting their lives on the line every single day. The big question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate, still at WCBM.com if you want to partake in the poll. Should the state legislator push an emergency bill for police protection? Right now, 81% of you say yes, 19% of you say no. And we got a great text from Linda earlier. She said that her husband, and again, thank you for his service, Linda, as an officer for 30 years, said that the doors at the precincts used to be locked and you had to kind of like buzz in. Maybe, you know, perhaps they could go back to that. Because like I said, when I was going to different precincts, you know, gosh, I guess that was in about April of last year, because we used Easter baskets to drop off these snack baskets. Well, anyways, we walked right in, all of them. There wasn't a single precinct where we had to buzz in. All right, Johns Hopkins. We've got Johns Hopkins noting that they're cutting 2,000 jobs. 2,000 jobs, many of them in Baltimore, and then there are some all over the world. And that is because they received an $800 million cut by USAID. If you recall, the new State Department Secretary Marco Rubio said that there were major cuts made at USAID thanks to DOGE, Elon Musk going through and noting a lot of the waste, fraud, and abuse. And so now Johns Hopkins, like many, whether they're organizations, hospitals, or what have you, that was receiving funding from USAID, they're now making moves because they know after this CR, this is what the argument was with the CR, after the CR, and they go back to the drawing board October 1st, there will be no more checks coming out of USAID that would cover that $800 million to Johns Hopkins. So they're preparing now by cutting off and laying off so many people. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about carjackings locally. We got some numbers. Some of them don't make any sense to me. Maybe you can help me make sense of them. But so far this year, 71 people have been carjacked in Baltimore City alone.
Hi, this is Italo, your host of Libertores in Bel Air. People often tell me that they come from far and wide to dine in our restaurant.